Emotional reactions outside the DeKalb County Courthouse last Thursday evening. District Attorney Robert James had just announced indictments on all six counts against police officer Robert Olson.
All six counts!
Hill's family thanked supporters outside the courthouse, but hours earlier, their lawyer, Christopher Chestnut, still had his concerns about Georgia's grand jury process where police are involved. Here, officers are the last person the jurors hear from.
It can be very persuasive.
In Georgia, law enforcement officers who face charges before a grand jury have unique privileges. In addition to giving a statement, they're allowed to watch the entire hearing with their attorney present. And unlike with any other witness, they cannot be cross-examined or questioned.
It concerns me for citizens. In this instance as well. I think it's unfair to the others. To everyday citizens who were shot.
It actually cuts both ways, says attorney Don Samuel. He's representing Officer Olson. Samuel says the way the officer's statement works can put everyone at a disadvantage.
The jurors were not allowed to ask him any questions, so they couldn't get anything clarified. And the prosecutor's not allowed to cross-examine him. In fact, the prosecutor walked out of the room.
Georgia is the only state with these special provisions for police facing grand juries. Georgia Appleseed is a legal advocacy group that wants Georgia lawmakers to look into scaling back this right for police. Appleseed's Rob Rhodes says the law has been on the books for over 40 years.
In 1974, the Peace Officers Association of Georgia initiated an effort to have these participatory rights extended to peace officers, police officers around the state.
The group advocated for these rights in their newsletters at the time.
Quote, whereas in almost every instance, those attempted indictments are without foundation in fact, but are nevertheless a source of constant harassment to police officers. And whereas in most instances, a criminal is attempting to, quote, get back, close quote, at the peace officer. And unfortunately, the peace officer's side of the story is not heard before the grand juries.
It passed the legislature, but then Governor Jimmy Carter vetoed the bill. A year later, Governor Busby signed it into law. Rhodes says he's found no pattern of large numbers of frivolous grand jury indictments.
The indictment of a law enforcement officer for use of force is a very rare circumstance.
Over the past 5 years, there have been more than 180 fatal police shootings in Georgia, according to the AJC. Last week, Robert Olson became only the second officer to be indicted in that time. Rhodes says police he spoke with while researching his report almost unanimously supported keeping this grand jury right. So it's a little surprising that right now the Georgia Association of Chiefs of Police are carving out the language to change this law.
And it is a main agenda item.
Frank Rotondo heads the group.
The reality existed in 1974. Our society had some turmoil, and nobody wants to step back in time to those days, second-guessing police. And that's sort of what's happening here. So if we could make sure that we are as transparent as the law will allow, there's absolutely no reason not to be.
He says the chiefs are working with lawmakers to draft a bill that would make Georgia's grand jury rules look more like they do elsewhere. Police would be treated more like any other witness. Rotondo says they'd be sworn to tell the truth, asked questions, and not be allowed to watch the whole case. That's what Rotondo's done as an officer in New York.
Might it result in additional indictments? I don't know. All I know is I have testified before the grand jury. I gave testimony. I said, thank you very much, and I left. You know, in other states, it works well.
Because grand jury hearings are closed to the public, there's no way to know how many grand juries in Georgia may have been influenced in one direction or another by police statements presented without questioning. Rotondo expects not everyone will be on board with changes to this right, but he says a bill will be ready for lawmakers to propose this session. Republican Representative Rich Golick has said he'll be the one to do it. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.